Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
I think they like you, Steve.
Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio,
it's the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Good morning, Chicago. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. And I know sometimes social media can be overwhelming and people argue, but I have to say yesterday it was wonderful to check in with people and see how they celebrated, seeing the wonderful meals and the gatherings of family and friends. So much expression of love and also showing gratitude. It was wonderful to see a lot of my friends taking a moment to pay their respects to the men and women serving in the military here and around the world, and also taking a moment perhaps to think of the lives lost at Mercy Hospital early this week when the shooting deaths of Dana Less, Dr. Tamara O'Neill, and Officer Samuel Jimenez. And maybe thinking about those you have lost recently. It was so touching to see so many of those stories, and I hope today finds you happy, healthy, and safe. I am Patty Vasquez, and I am filling in for Steve Cochran. I've been friends with him for over 20 years, and it was actually our tradition for Thanksgiving. Whenever Spike Odell was off, Spike always took Thanksgiving off, so Steve would fill in for him, and I hung out for at least, I think, I don't know, Andy, I think I must have been there for about 8 or 9 Thanksgivings.
Nice.
Yeah, so this is, people were like, why are you working Thanksgiving? And I thought, I don't think I've not been on the air on a Thanksgiving day in 18 or 19 years. I like it.
And you know, it's always nice to, if someone else is really celebrating, you know, they got some big plans, you let them go do their thing and you take over. It's not like we're breaking, you know, big rocks into little rocks here.
Exactly. And I got to spend the evening with some of my WGN family and friends. So it was really cool. How was your Thanksgiving, Andy?
It was good. Kind of quiet, but I don't mind that.
Quiet's good.
Yeah, quiet's always good.
Small gathering?
Small gathering, yeah. Very small. Yeah. Intimate, if you will. Thanksgiving is it's all about the family, yes. The football, and the food. 3 F's.
And what a good day for football!
It was awesome.
Wow!
It was great to see. And you know, you never know what you're going to get with a backup quarterback, and you never know what you're going to get with a Bears team. But
was it the first game he started since 2014?
2014, only his third career start. This is his 10th NFL season.
Oh, wow. That was a great game. Yes. I had a lot of fun. Plus, I had friends, both Dave Lundy, who's a regular on my show, and Ken Jakubowski, also a regular on my show, were both at the game. Ken is a Lions fan. Dave Lundy, of course, a Bears fan. And it was great to check in and see them harassing each other.
That's good.
Out there. Hey, Curtis, filling in for all the there's a big producing team on Steve Cochran's show. Yes, there are three. So you have the job of three people this morning.
Yes, I do.
I think you're going to be okay.
I think I'll be fine, too.
Yeah. Full confidence.
Full confidence.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was really good. Again, small, 8 people, my family of 4, and then 4 additional family members, and just hung around, watched football.
See?
Yeah, spent a lot of time with my one cousin, who I haven't seen in a while.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, spent some quality family time, and then came back here last night to come back here for opening bell and for this. So, really happy to be back here today.
I love working with you this morning. And by the way, I host, if those of you who don't know who I am, I do host on weekdays from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. with Andrea Darlis. And unless there's a sporting event like the Wildcats or the Blackhawks, then we come on after that until 1 a.m. And I also work with Michael Heidemann. Pleasure to work with you today, Curtis. And how weird was it to get my email? And I was like, hey, by the way, I'll be sleeping at Club 720. So if you don't see me by 5:30,
all I have to say is welcome to the club.
Do you do that too?
I sometimes have to do that.
Where do you sleep? You know what? Don't give away your secrets.
Right? Don't give away your secrets.
Yeah. We'll talk off the air.
The next time it'll be full. I've done that.
Well, one of the engineers told me a place to sleep, and I thought, this feels like a trap. I'm not going to tell you on the air whose office he told me to sleep in, but I was like, this seems like something like you're setting me up to get fired. This doesn't seem okay. So
you never know where there are cameras, and people might have these little mini cameras in their offices just to see.
Exactly.
You know?
You know, there are cameras you can buy that like plug into the. It looks like it's like an outlet, like you're charging your phone, but it's actually a camera with video and audio of all things. So there you go.
And I snore. So if you guys ever come into one of the open office spaces and you hear somebody really sawing some logs, it's probably me.
Oh, Pam. Is it good to wake you, like try to shake you to roll over?
Wake me up because you'll probably scare me.
Oh, fair enough.
You might get decked.
I don't want to have that happen. How was your Thanksgiving, Pam?
I slept.
Oh, good.
I was not only me the day before, but I was also, who has the afternoon traffic shift? Violetta. I remember.
You were Violetta yesterday?
Yeah, I was Violetta. Uh-huh. No, that was the day before yesterday. So those two shifts combined, back to back or whatever, I had to sleep all day yesterday.
Oh, well, it's good. Some good resting. Well, there's a lot of leftovers in the kitchen over here. Some of them are in the fridge. I've got sweet potatoes, mashed potatoes, some green bean casserole. But I have the turkey and some buns and cranberry sauce out for some quick sliders if you want to make some food. And Dave Schwann was out there. I invite you to eat anything, please.
Oh, you
Schwanny.
Know me and food.
Yeah, I'm with you. I heated up some cherry pie, and I know it's not.
Pie looks great.
Please have some. I know it's not traditional for Thanksgiving, but
who cares?
Yeah,
it's cherry
right.
pie.
It's cherry pie.
I love how
PIE in it.
Well, I love how happy pie makes people.
Oh yeah.
We used to have an annual.
That's why they have Pie Day.
Well, we have okay. So at my son's school, we used to have an annual event called Pie-a-palooza, and it was honestly it got up to about probably 30 or 40 pies of all different, not just sweet pies, but like savories. I made this amazing pasta. I would stand up rotini noodles in a spring pan, load them with ricotta and meat, and cover it with sauce. It was the most amazing. I'll have to show you photos. And then a lot of cheese makes it all seal the deal. So it's all good. But how was your Thanksgiving, Schwanny?
Just fine. I was here with Andy and friends, Dave Plyer, yesterday morning, and then went right out to my dad's and had dinner with my dad. We go out. Our Thanksgiving tradition is to go out to eat, which we did. But this year was the first time at a new restaurant, which is closer to where he lives now. And it was just fine. So we had a really good dinner, a lot of good food, and I haven't eaten since until now.
Was it crowded? Because I heard the reports that it was one of the most busy days to eat out for Thanksgiving.
It was busy. I wouldn't call it crowded where, you know, you're all crunched in, sure. You know, into tables. But it was busy. And everybody was enjoying themselves and having a good afternoon. So really no trouble.
Oh, that's
no
lovely.
Trouble.
Well, I hope that everyone else had great Thanksgivings, as it sounds like everyone here did. Let's take a break. And, right, do I need to take a... Oh, I have to go. This is where I have to learn new things. Let's check in with traffic. Here's Pam Jones. You know, I didn't understand until recently, maybe last year, that perhaps, you know, these lyrics aren't the best way to kick off someone's Friday morning, but there's cherry pie, and that's the only thing I think of is to rock it out with some.
Yeah, the lyrics might be a little suggestive, but, you know, make me want to go get some cherry pie right now.
Cherry pie. There's at least half a cherry pie left. And there's Cool Whip in the fridge. I'm just saying. There's happiness in the
kitchen.
Yeah,
have me a cherry pie.
Cherry pie. Oh, by the way, wait, Swanee's not at his desk. I'll tell him in a moment because there's a message from a listener. Andy Mazur, I wanted to, I had some focus.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring it in. I want to get your advice on photography during the holiday season. You just gave me some great tips over here, even with how to deal with reflection for the sunrise.
It's tough over here with all the lights reflecting on our myriad of windows here and also the lights from our control board. Squat down.
Oh,
you
got
to get low.
Yeah.
Got to get low and do a little tilt with the phone.
I would not have even thought to do that. I always try to get really close to the glass.
Yeah, because you see what happens is, you know, the lights are about where your, you know, your shoulders are.
Right. All right. So get below it.
If you dip down, you're good.
Then they look very nice. Yeah. I can't wait to see how you're. I want to compare our photos.
Okay.
Do you put filters on yours when you take photos like this?
Generally, I do a little bit, yeah.
Little adjustments?
Yeah, a little doctoring, as I like to call it.
Artistic liberty.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, it's all good.
Make it look good.
And you have a pop-up with some other photographers going
on. Yeah, Will Byington, who's a great and very talented local photographer, does this every year. And I joined his group last year. We're doing a pop-up store. It's open today, as a matter of fact, until right before Christmas at Block 37.
At Block 37,
yeah, third floor. We're in that Chicago Market area where there's like five little stores that open up, and we have booth number one.
Congratulations on that.
Right off the elevator on floor 3.
Okay, who do you know? You know a guy? You got a guy?
We got some people.
You got a guy?
Yeah, we talked to some people.
Sliding a little.
Yeah, we talked to Bob.
Palming him a couple bucks.
Yeah, maybe here. Maybe a couple two tree.
Not for nothing.
No,
you could just give me the closest.
Of course.
That's just number one. So what kind of photography can people, I'm guessing it's wonderful shots of Chicago.
Yeah, a lot of mine is Chicago shots, various areas around the city. You know, Will does a lot of concert photography. Mm-hmm. So he's got some things. He was on Pitbull's cruise. He was also with Kiss. So he's got a bunch of that kind of stuff, plus a lot of Wrigley Field things. And then we have a guy that does drone photography.
Oh, look out.
Troy is his name, and he does a lot of drone photography. And then we have a lady named Jane, mm-hmm. who does animal photography.
Oh, that's fun.
So there's a bunch of different photos that, and again, you don't have to, when you go in there, you don't have to take something off the wall.
Uh-huh.
We prefer actually if you order it through us, and then we can have it shipped to whoever you want it to be for the holidays.
That's great. And if people can't make it to Block 37, your website.
Yeah, I have andymazurphoto.com.
And how do we spell Mazur?
M-A-S-U-R.
That's good to know.
The traditional way.
The traditional way. I don't know.
I'm just kidding. Nobody knows.
Well, and I wanted to ask you before we go. Oh, we're going to go to a break, but you and I have time. We'll talk about some photography, some tips for people for the holidays. Let's take a break here, and we'll come back in a moment. It's the Steve Cochran Show. I'm Patty Vasquez, filling in for him during the holidays. Good morning and happy Friday, day after Thanksgiving. And I'm loving hearing Queen. Curtis, I don't know if you know, we have a segment on my show called Patty's Appalling Lack of Musical Knowledge.
And I'm assuming that Michael J. Foxy is the one that kind of runs that thing. Yeah,
a little bit. So does Paul Farver. Are you the same way?
Well, Andy? No. I heard that.
Oh, you couldn't believe it.
I was the one that texted in, by the way, to Andrea. I said, is this for real?
It's for real.
I thought you were getting around for like a bit.
Not even a little bit. No, that's why I was so happy when I'm like, no, I know this song. That's Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes, it is.
Right? Okay. Jen Zanotti joins us in studio. I think you're familiar with my inability to name who sings this and what song it is.
Yes, I am. but I'm right with you. I'm not very good either.
I
recognize a lot of songs. I just can't. I'm not that quick to be like, that's, you know, so-and-so.
The night that Andy was listening, by the way, this is Patty Vasquez. I have a chance to listen to my show sometimes. I'm on from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. Monday through Friday, along with Andrea Darlis, and I'm filling in for Steve Cochran this morning. But Andy was listening one night, and they started the segment. I was like, I don't know, Counting Crows, and it was Led Zeppelin. We did a bunch of other songs.
I might have been here that night.
Yeah, and I didn't know the rest of the songs, and they ended it with another song, and I was like, I don't know, Black Crows, and it was the same song that they had started the segment with, which was also Led Zeppelin. And Andy couldn't.
It's amazing.
Believe. Yeah, I just it falls right out of my head sometimes.
Yeah, that was I usually don't do that, but I was like shaking my head. And I was,
you couldn't believe
what
it.
What the heck is going on here?
I love music. I just don't always know who sings what.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah. I was in a bar by myself one day, and I got so excited. I wrote down, I was like, there's no one here to see this. I knew the last four songs in a row. I was so happy. It was like Van Halen and Bonnie Tyler. It was all songs from the 80s when I was a kid. So I knew, and I don't always know those, but that was very exciting. Jen Zanotti joins us this morning. She is the host of the podcast Getting Zen with Gen Z. We're going to talk about taking care of yourself through the holiday season. And she always lightens up our show with all her positivity on Motivational Mondays.
Aw, thanks.
Wonderful to have you. I'm trying to get used to making sure I go to traffic and we go to, my husband said, man, it's a good thing you talk so quickly because you have much less time on Steve Cochran's show.
Yeah, lots going on.
There's a lot going on. Sports and business and traffic.
Yeah, it's crazy being here in the morning
and the
instead
city,
of at night.
Look at this. The city is waking
beautiful.
Up. This is wonderful. I hope that if you are waking up, it's by choice, that you get to lounge a little bit, hang out with us. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to ask Andy Mazur for some tips because everyone feels so much pressure at the holidays to take a group shot and stage a photo and make sure everyone's looking and not blinking and all those things. And they put a lot of stress on that, don't they?
They do. And, you know, I've always found that candids are the best.
Yes.
Because you catch people in their natural state.
Right.
No one's sitting there trying to force a smile that doesn't look like it's a real smile.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you get another opportunity to do it because I'm sure someone's going to do something again later on in the evening that you're going to be able to take a picture of.
Right.
I like to, you know, just kind of be very stealth.
And that doesn't mean you shouldn't take the group shot.
Well, you
right?
should take a group shot because you want to commemorate it. But again, the thing I would advise people to watch out for, though, when they're taking group pictures, watch out what's behind you. Because sometimes it looks like things are growing out of people's heads.
Sure.
And you don't realize that.
Point.
So kind of watch what's behind you. Mm-hmm. Make sure it's a nice little clean setting so that nothing is growing out of someone's head.
That makes sense. And it's always weird, too, when people decide to take a group shot, no one really knows where to go. So I always try to volunteer to just take a knee in the front row, you know, just to help everybody out. Yeah, it's a safe bet to get in front, you know. And then you have, because otherwise people line up in a line.
Mm-hmm.
You need to, like, arrange. It's got to get close and tight and different formations.
And kind of like in a little semicircle almost, you know, because you want to have a little depth to the thing, too. You want to have some people that are a little forward, some people that are a little back, and there's people in front. So it really composes the picture very well.
That is such a great tip. So a semicircle might help, too, with one, getting everyone in the shot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because if you're in a straight line, then the photographer has to keep backing up.
And next thing you know, he's out the door.
Yes. And then the photo
just doesn't look as cozy.
No, it doesn't look as nice. Mm-hmm. And and the other thing is are the folks that always want to say, let me see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the moment's over. You go with it. You know, that's who you are in that moment. I know I don't ever, you know, sometimes I'm like, can I touch up that chin? Can I just tighten that up a little bit? I know. We both, you and I do that too, Jen. It's with group shots. You can't be picky.
Right. No. Yes. Absolutely.
When we take our selfies, yes, we call do-overs.
Yeah, we can. But I think some people do get a little too crazy about it. And it's like, that's you. It's yourself. Like, people go, there's all these photo editors and everything taking things out. And like, and I'm like, come on. You know, you can do a filter. Yeah. But like when you start removing like lines and spots and maybe a few pounds. You know, I think it's a little much.
Yep.
So last year, during the school year, I was taking yearbook pictures. We were doing the poses for kids. They would sit down on a stool,
mm-hmm.
and they have a certain pose, and you take the picture. And I'm telling you, there were more guys that wanted to see the picture and didn't like it and wanted to shoot it again.
No way.
Than the girls.
Oh, that's surprising.
That is surprising.
I was shocked.
Well, it's nice to know that they worry about their appearance.
I was shocked.
You know, it's a fascinating development. I wonder if that's something that's relatively new now that everyone sees themselves on social media, or they start thinking about how this is going to look when I look back at it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Curtis, do you remember your high school shots, your portraits?
You know, I don't even remember. I remember going to like the school to get the senior photos taken. Mm-hmm. I know my mom probably has all the senior photos. I remember more so being excited and like kind of more caring about like my college graduation photos.
Really?
More so?
Really?
Yeah.
I don't even know if I don't know where my college graduation photo is.
Well, for me, it was just, you know, eight
last week
ago or whatever. But.
Keep reminding us. Yeah.
It's good. No, it's all of it's a it's a wonderful celebration of all of our different ages. My high school graduation photo is in my mom's office, and it's so 80s and 90s. It's like, you know, the bangs, like curly hair and straight bangs and a big sweater. And I think it's like an Argyle even like pattern on the front.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
I think I was wearing a knit tie.
There you go.
Oh,
nice. In my senior high school.
Now we need to see some of those photos, I think.
1980-something.
Man, I have, exactly, I'm the same way. Somewhere around the 90s, mm-hmm. maybe. Shawnee, do you have your high school photo anywhere?
Yes, I do. And Andy, you were wearing a knit tie. I was wearing a double knit suit.
Ooh.
This is 1974 now, so.
At least it wasn't a leisure suit, you know?
It wasn't a leisure suit, but the double knit fabrics were all the rage back then.
I think they are anti-flame, aren't they? You won't catch on fire in one of those things. You're all set to go. Walk through fire in that
thing.
It's
a safety suit.
It is a safety suit. How about your...
Have them. And I have my prom pictures also.
I have my prom. I love my I designed my prom dress.
Because
even in high school, I had a... it was hard for me to fit into dresses the way I wanted to sort of, let's say, account for everything that was available on my body.
Right.
So
I got it.
Gotcha. I'm a little curvy. So I wanted something that was flattering, because none of the dresses at any of the stores, and we didn't have time necessarily, or I didn't think to have them altered. So I designed it. And it was it was iridescent blue taffeta. So it's like off the shoulder, princess cut, and all these, and it was shorter in the front, longer in the back. Because I love my dress.
That's awesome. Mine was blue too.
It's not
a light blue.
I could not. It would not hold up to the test of time, though. It's not timeless. Mm. Do you have your high school photo somewhere prominently?
I do. My mom used to have it hanging in the living room. I don't know if it's. I don't think it's still there. We took those down. But yeah, it was a real doozy. I don't know.
How about Pam? I know you're. I know we're going to go to traffic in just a moment. But do you have your high school photo somewhere, senior year?
I actually do. I think I might have some high school photos in my phone that you could actually see.
Really?
My prom picture. It was really, really kind of an interesting time. My mom ended up having a total hysterectomy right before prom, so she could not go shopping with me and do all those little girly things. And so I got to take my dad, and I'm a daddy's girl anyway, so I got my dad to order me an Italian wedding dress and have it shipped.
Oh my gosh. That's incredible.
And they had to bustle up the train. Nice. And it was beautiful. Oh my gosh.
This.
And if I could wear a size zero, I would so wear that dress again. But then my high school, my regular like photo that we just all had to take was awful because I had a jerry curl and I washed it the night before and it dried out and it was awful and crispy.
Oh man, that's a lot going on. I want to see these photos.
I want to see the picture of the Italian wedding dress.
I do too.
All right, I'll pull it up.
All right.
Awesome.
Let's take a look at some traffic. Here is Pam Jones. Morning and happy Friday after Thanksgiving. It's the Steve Cochran Show, and I'm your host today, filling in for Steve. I'm Patty Vasquez. I host Monday through Friday from 7 to 11 p.m., unless there's a sporting event, and then Andrea Darlis and I come on after that. It's a Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. So we'd love to have you hang out at night, too, sometime. This is my first time enjoying the sunrise in the Allstate Showcase studio.
Doesn't
and this
get
is
old.
Glorious. This is really beautiful, man.
It's amazing.
I love this city. I know people, it's easy to get cynical, you know, with a lot of things that are going on, no matter what you think about the issues here. I love living here. I've never lived outside of the state of Illinois. I lived in Chicago my whole life. I know. I lived in Champaign.
Yes.
As a student at the University of Illinois. Have you ever lived anywhere else?
I was in LA for like 3 months.
Really?
Yeah, for film and television makeup school after I got my aesthetics license. But I couldn't live there.
No.
I couldn't stay there. No.
I can't. I know you've lived in San Diego.
7 years, yeah.
How did you like San Diego compared?
San Diego's beautiful.
San Diego felt to me like a 7-year vacation.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I never really had roots. Grew any roots there because I was always torn about being here.
Mm-hmm. 7 years. Because I thought you were going to say it was a wonderful vacation. But.
Well, no, it seemed like you were constantly visiting. You know, you were going home, but it was like a hotel room.
Yeah.
There you go. But
I have a lot of friends that live there.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah.
Well, it's good to have you back here.
Yeah, thanks.
We live
good to be back
in Chicago. Yeah. Now, Jen, we've got a lot to talk about. We've got some time too because we've got a great guest coming in. But I also want to address a lot of things because we talked to Dr. John Duffy last night about some of the stress during the holiday season, especially when you feel like you have these expectations of happiness, and there are different things in your life that might not make that possible. Whether it's estrangement or maybe you've lost somebody, but there are other ways you can take care of yourself through nutrition too. And that's, I want to tell you, I thought about you yesterday.
Yes. Okay, good.
I was very specific with what I was eating because I think it's easy at the holidays to just like, it's there, just eat it. And you're not thinking about it.
Right. Exactly.
And I also grabbed, I know that they always say this, if you want to eat less, grab a smaller plate.
Mm-hmm.
And when I've done that in the past, I end up with like this huge plate with things spilling over the edge.
Oh yeah.
But yesterday I was very specific with what I was going to have. I had a little bit of the cornbread, the corn casserole that my sister-in-law makes and some stuffing and some meat, more protein than all
Excellent.
The other carbs. Yes.
That's very important.
Yay!
I mean, I think people get a little, overwhelmed. It's like there's so many good food choices, but I talk about it as more of a splurge meal. Think of it that way. So throughout the day, continue your healthy eating. It's that 80-20 rule. If you're eating consistently healthy 80% of the time, you're going to have some splurges, family time, holidays. But making sure that you have protein, that you're eating a little slower. Sometimes our eyes are a little bit bigger than our stomach and we want to overload the plate. So it's just, it's like eat slower, take a little bit, smaller portions of things. Make sure you're getting the protein in there for sure. It's just going to help kind of digest the carbs a little bit better and slower in the body. You're going to get a little, when you're full and satisfied, stop.
Right.
And I definitely tell people to eat dessert within an hour of their meal.
What? I've never heard this.
Well, because when you're eating just like carbs and sugar on an empty stomach, uh-huh. it's going to just get stored as fat.
Oops.
So
let me put this cherry pie away.
If you're getting your meal in there with your protein especially, it's going to break down a little bit slower. So eating it within like an hour of that time is a little bit of a smarter way to go when we talk about nutrient timing.
I did not know that. I have 5 minutes to get some protein in on top of this cherry pie I've been
eating. I have some ham right over here.
Okay, give me a piece of ham. Curtis is like, wait a minute, we're supposed to time these things?
He's like, what?
Well,
this is all new to me.
I had not heard that. I think that's great advice. I also think part of that, especially since, you know, this holiday season, we're thinking about gratitude and enjoying things. I try to think of, like, while I'm eating something, mm-hmm. the pace of it is slowed down by thinking about it rather than just, you know, because it is so easy to just unhinge my jaw and just tilt the plate into my face.
Well, you want to enjoy it. I mean, think about all the time and effort that's put into making these things. Mm-hmm. So you want to savor it, taste it. Slow down, you know,
and
then you'll find, okay, I'm a little full, I'm satisfied, that was good, I feel good, you know,
there you go.
Yeah,
well, I also need, you know, and I have had a hard time with, we'll talk about this after the news, but I have slowed down completely when it comes to, like, I make myself walk, like I'll park farther away when I can, but I have not been taking care of that part of my life of working out.
Movement?
Yeah, okay. Let's talk
about it.
You know, I'm going to avoid it by taking a break. Movement? More in a moment. Hey, let me find out what's coming up in the news. Dave, what's coming up in a few minutes?
In just a few minutes, actually, there will be some protests underway at two Target stores on the South Side. Protesters being led by Congressman Bobby Rush. They're upset about the fact that Target is closing those stores in February, and they don't buy the argument that poor performance has led to that decision. They say the stores are vital for community service, for good jobs, and also good shopping for the residents. So they're hoping that Target can reverse that decision. We'll have more on that story at 7 o'clock.
That's going to happen in just a few moments. More in a few seconds. On the Steve Cochran Show, with me, your fill-in host, Patty Vasquez. I'm so happy to be filling in for Steve Cochran on The Steve Cochran Show. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez. I am on Monday through Friday from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. along with my co-pilot, Andrea Darlis, unless there is a Blackhawks game or a Wildcats game, and we're on after those until 1 a.m. Andy Mazur is looking at me with some hope that perhaps...
That you knew that song?
That I know the song.
What's the song?
I've heard it before. I feel like I can... somehow pull the words out.
See, I believe this was from 1989.
So I should know. It is in my range. For those of you who have never heard my show, we have a segment called Patty's Appalling Lack of Musical Knowledge, and people are always, as Andy is right now, surprised that I don't know. Did you know what song that was, Jen Zanotti?
Don't ask me.
Pam? Do you know what song that was? No, okay.
I have no clue.
Okay.
Like, I know it. I've heard it.
It's okay.
But I don't.
Doesn't make you bad people.
I feel like I should know. No. Okay. What? Tell me, Andy, because it's going to make me crazy. No,
that'd be Tom Petty, Running Down a Dream.
Running Down a Dream. Yeah, I would not have thought of Tom Petty.
No.
Curtis, would you have known that had you not been the person to push the button?
I am a big Tom Petty fan.
Okay. I like Tom Petty. Mm-hmm. When I hear his songs, I'm like, oh, that
it
was Tom Petty.
You don't like the person.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I hold no ill will towards that musician. I know I really don't know music very well.
Okay.
And I also have it because my dad played a lot of Bing Crosby and Willie Nelson and Duke Ellington when I was growing up. A lot of, you know, a little music from the 30s, 40s, and 50s. Mm-hmm. And so I'm a little bit stunted when it comes to musical growth. Hoping to expand. I downloaded Shazam onto my phone.
Oh, that's a great thing to have.
You did. You used it the other night.
I downloaded it when you and I were in the bar because I was like, wait a minute, this song, I need, because
you went right up to the speaker. It was Lenny Kravitz. What is it? Are You Gonna Go My Way?
Remember.
Or what is that song?
I can't remember which one it was, but it was so funny because I'm like, I need to know this song.
Yeah.
Okay. So and maybe that's a good holiday gift is giving people, I don't know how you would help them with their musical tastes and things like that.
Give them an iTunes gift card or something.
There you go.
Download that's somewhere. A great idea.
Or Amazon
idea.
Music.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people out shopping today. If you happen to be in your car and circling a parking lot looking for a space, we'd love to hear from you. 312-981-7200 and let us know how how it is out there. What deals are you hunting down? Have you ever camped out for a Black Friday, Jen?
No.
No.
I haven't, but that's because when I was a manager for Mac, I would have to be there the day after Thanksgiving at Marshall Fields.
Ooh.
Very early, by like 5 a.m. It wasn't too crazy back then. But, I mean, we would never have specials, but the store, you know, somebody had to be there. So people would be lined up outside, and I'm like, I'm not doing this.
No, not worth it.
No.
Andy, I'm guessing you're not a Black Friday.
I did not do this, but my dad used to be really into this.
Really?
To the point where he and my mom's cousin would go to Best Buy with walkie-talkies. They'd be talking to each other in the store. In the store.
Because pre-cell phone.
That's amazing.
Yeah, to come over here. And okay, so they would you know, meet up as they were getting ready to leave.
Wow.
I mean, there are some great deals. But sometimes I think like with technology and stuff, you can get a lot of awesome deals. But I think as it gets closer to Christmas, too, that things are still pretty discounted.
Well, with online shopping, there's so much out there. Yeah. Curtis, have you ever done the Black Friday experience?
Yeah, we actually, not more recently, the last few years, but probably about 5 to 6 years ago, my family and I would go to Woodfield Black Friday shopping.
That seems insane.
Yeah, it was insane, but we would go to places when we'd have like handfuls of bags, and my dad and I would go out to the car, put stuff in the car while my mom and my sister would still hit other stores. And it was always funny. My dad and I made kind of like a joke out of it, because when we'd go shopping, you'd have people like literally following you in their cars because they think that you're leaving.
Oh, sure.
And then
you just get their hopes up, and then
you just wave at them and they get all pissed off as they drive past.
Like, sorry.
And you can't find your car. You're like, hey, give me a ride in my car. You're not going to get my spot, but I just need a ride because I'm tired of walking.
Yeah.
My mom and I did it 1 year just to kind of get the experience, and then we were done. She bought like a new monitor for her computer, and I bought a $1 DVD of Caddyshack. So I have Caddyshack if anyone needs that.
Best dollar you ever spent.
Best dollar I ever spent at Target. That was where we went. Yes. I've never done it. So 312-981-7200. You can call or text us and let us know if you are out and about shopping. Maybe I'm hoping you're not in traffic, but if you are, I hope we keep you somewhat entertained and informed and enjoy ourselves. We have music coming up after 9 o'clock with one of my favorite musicians, Tess Considine, who's been on my show, I believe, more than any other musician 14 times.
And
when I found out I was doing Steve Cochran's show to fill in, I was like, I have to have Tess on. She's in for the weekend. She's now living in Nashville, going to school there. She started coming on my show when she was 15. She was part of the Battle of the Bands.
Oh my God!
In Highland Park. That's how we met.
Oh wow, that's awesome! I can't wait to hear her.
Very excited. We also have controller Susanna Mendoza coming on at 8, and our friends from Woodstock are going to join us at 8:30, and the president of Child Serve is going to join us at 9:30, at 9 o'clock. There's people coming in.
Excellent.
There's food. And if you sure you don't want some pie yet?
Well, I'm going to go
Andy,
get some,
you haven't had pie yet.
Okay. You've had your protein.
I've had my protein.
You're okay.
Now we check in with. See, this is where I have a learning curve here, because we don't have traffic on my show, at least not on the quarter hours. We do it at the tops and bottoms, which that sounds a little bit dirty. I apologize to everyone involved. I don't know if I wanted to start your morning out that way, but there it is. Here with your traffic is Pam Jones. Or not yet. I should have checked first. Oh, no, don't run. Please don't run, Pam.
You got Schwann and I, like, sharing pictures.
Oh, did you share some? I want to come in there and look at your pictures. This show is
very
busy. You got
Schwann and I sharing pictures, and I just decided I was going to share pictures.
How did you get to see any of his? Does he have on his phone?
I'll have to bring him in there.
Oh, he would come in and join us. Yes, please.
I have my prom picture.
I'm also having a little bit of a technical issue. I cannot hear you guys talking back to me, so I'm guessing what you're saying.
Oh, no. Really? Yeah. Let's see if we can fix that.
Totally guessing. I can hear on another microphone somewhere in this room. I can hear it on another speaker, but yeah.
Does it help if you prop the door open and Swanee just cranks it up in there? I don't know if that'll help.
Okay. That won't help.
All right, then.
But anyway.
Oh, no. That stinks. All right. Here to make sure you know everything that's going on the roads is Pam. Happy Friday following Thanksgiving. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, filling in for Steve Cochran. I host the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. to 11. And unless there is a Blackhawks game or a Wildcats game, in which case we come on after the game until 1 a.m. Joining me in studio is Jen Zanotti. She is the host of the podcast Getting Zen with Gen Z, which you can find on WGN Radio Plus. Andy Mazur's in studio. Pam Jones keeping you informed on what's going on in the streets and parking lots. And we also have Dave Schwann in the newsroom. Andy, do you work out a lot?
You know, in my mind, I do quite a bit. Generally speaking, though, physically, not as much as I need to or would like to.
the best shape of my life ended a few months ago. The best shape of my life, I started doing the Fight for Air climb back in 2014. Mm-hmm. And we decided that I would try... Craig Collins, my producer at the time, helped me get in with the folks at Doghouse CrossFit on the Northwest Side. It's a great place to work out, but I fell off the workout wagon about 6 months ago, and things keep happening where I think I'm going to get back. I went like 3 or 4 days in a row. I felt like I was going to get back into shape, and then you know I had some setbacks. Whether I had an injury, and then my son had to have surgery, and that took me out of the running for like 6 weeks, and so all the only thing I've been able to do so far, Jen. Take walks. Like I park farther away. I take stairs whenever I can. But here's my question to you.
Yes.
How do you, when you get up in the morning, do you like stretch right away? Because that seems like that would be the perfect way to start the day. Just like even just rolling your shoulders.
It
or
is
something.
A great way. I mean, honestly, you know, I think we put a little bit of pressure on ourselves, and sometimes life does get in the way. But doing simple things at home, like stretching, foam rolling, any movement, walking, setting that intent to park further away and get some mobility in. Mobility is key. Obviously, nutrition is too. You know, it's the balance of both. But we need to keep ourselves moving. Especially as we get older. That's very important because otherwise we start getting stiff and then you can see a lot of health issues physically happening. So even doing things at home, sometimes we don't have time to go to the gym or holiday time. So it's like if you can do the stretches, if you can do squats, if you can do lunges, if you can do some yoga poses, something even for 15 minutes. You're moving right now. You're standing instead of sitting, you know, at work. Simple things like that. I think can definitely get the job done.
Andy just got shamed.
Guilted into standing.
Look at that.
We're not shaming you. I'm doing, what are these called? Calf raises.
Yes. But even push-ups, planks, things that you can do that are just core body movements.
Hold on a second. Keep talking.
Go for it.
Are very, very, look at her. Push-ups right on the desk. I love it. But you can use your body for these core movements. And it can be a simple 15-minute workout every day at home.
Well, it is amazing how quickly your body slips when you stop working out. Mm-hmm. Because I was doing CrossFit for 3 years regularly. And then I went to get my back rub, a massage a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, your core's really weak. I was like, no, I was in such great shape. Yeah, so it's pretty quick.
Just focus on, you know, sometimes we're like, okay, we need to be in the gym 5 days a week. That doesn't always happen. Focus on each day. Let me do something. What movement am I doing today?
We're doing squats. Andy and I are both doing our squats.
Do squats every day. Look at this. I love it.
I don't know if I've ever told you this.
Then you can come do jiu-jitsu with me.
Yes, jiu-jitsu at?
At Seraphim Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
In Evanston.
Yes.
I've never told you this. I've said it on the air, so maybe you've heard it.
Uh-huh.
I do squats when I brush my teeth.
Yes. Huh. That's amazing.
It's amazing. It's just...
You do squats while you brush your teeth, mm-hmm. and then take in your 3 deep breaths right after.
Oh, I haven't been doing that.
That's your meditation part.
So, Andy, to that, I use an electric toothbrush. I don't think that I can actually squat and use a manual.
I was going to say, that's tough. Yeah, that's like walking and chewing gum at the same time. That's impossible.
That's
like,
working on your coordination
like
right there.
It's like patting your head and rubbing your belly.
Yes.
Don't even try it.
I can do it this way, but I can't do it the other way. Yeah. Yeah. So find ways to incorporate it. This morning I was brushing my teeth and I tried doing what's it called, the tree pose for yoga?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So that's good for your core.
And that's balance, core, everything. There's a lot of body movements that you can do and working in mobility without you having to go to the gym if you can't make it there. So that's not an excuse. You can do a lot of things at home and still work on that strength and core.
There is a series of videos. The way I actually started getting into shape before I went to Doghouse was a series of videos on YouTube called Fit Blend.
Mm-hmm.
And it has everything from a 6-minute workout plus warm-ups all the way to an hour and a half workout.
There's so much stuff online.
There's no excuse. There's no excuse.
Right, exactly.
Except for I didn't do it. Haven't done it. Need to do it.
But you just did some stuff right now. That counts. We can have you plank during the break, do some push-ups on the floor, some downward dog, you know, that will be good.
You know, I think I showed you I have hand weights in my office.
Yes.
Yes. Do some,
excellent.
I do. We used to work out during breaks when we were back at the Trib. And see, I blame this building. This building has see, I'm finding
excuses.
There's
a beautiful, beautiful gym in this building.
Yes, there is.
Just saying.
With a massage chair.
Right. It has a massage chair.
I was able to see it on Monday, and I was very impressed.
Yes. The price is beautiful.
But it closes before I get here. That's why it's closed. My hours don't. Again,
what
I'm coming with excuses.
I don't know what time it closes.
We need to lobby for that to be open more often.
I agree.
Because, like, it's not. I mean, I'm sure they have cameras on that floor. It's not like we're going to go trash the place.
Is there anybody manning it?
No.
No.
And you have to swipe to get in. So yeah. It's like they would know who's in there.
Right. So
yeah,
why?
I would think it would be open. Yeah, because you do have to use the.
Should be like a hotel workout facility.
It should. And you know, there are nap pods too, so we don't have to be like sleeping. You can kind of get some privacy in there.
Ooh, I did not know that.
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting things on that floor.
I'm sorry, there's what now?
Okay, but they're not really private. At that time of day, they would be private. It's like a little nook that's carved out of the wall.
Ooh.
Where and it has a little pad on there. And you can just take a nap. You can chill. You can take a nap and, you know, then go about your day.
I didn't go inside, but I saw it. It's called something. It's that big room, right, Pam?
Yeah. That big room. The same room with the massage chairs. You'll notice to the right of one of the chairs is a little cutout area
like
with an orange, like, sofa little pad in it. And that is a nap pod. And there are four of them.
Look, Curtis is like, I'm sorry, where's the nap pod? Okay. I feel like I need a nap pod in my house.
I'm going to need a nap pod after this.
Yes, you are. I suggest the massage chair first. Have you tried the massage chair?
I have no idea where this place is at.
I'm going to take you down there after we're done.
I think it's on the second floor.
Second floor.
Yeah. All right. Looks like I'm going on the second floor.
I think Carm felt it was a little aggressive. We went down there and we had a massage of this because it grips your whole, like your feet too. You put your feet in these like compartments and it's aggressive and it feels good.
Yeah, it really does. It is awesome. I mean,
we need to take a field trip.
I think that's a good idea. First, before we go to the break, I want to say the 847 says they just finished up their Black Friday run, and I have to commend Menards this morning. Lots of sales, lots of people, no parking, but their system for getting people to the products they want was really efficient, and every staff member I spoke with was downright jolly, in and out in under 40 minutes.
Wow.
So kudos to the Menards that they went to.
At Menards!
And the 773 says, oh my gosh, I also squat while brushing my teeth. That's awesome.
Excellent.
More in a moment on the Steve Cochran Show with your fill-in host, Patty Vasquez. That's me. More in a moment. Happy Friday following Thanksgiving. I know people call it a different thing, but it's Friday, and it was a wonderful Thanksgiving. Hope that you are happy, healthy, and safe wherever you are this morning. You're listening to The Steve Cochran Show. I'm Patty Vasquez, and I'm filling in for one of my favorite people on the planet. I host The Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. to 11 p.m., unless there's a sporting event, in which case we come on afterwards till 1 a.m. And speaking of sporting events, Andy Mazur joins us in the studio.
Yeah.
This is fun tonight, this morning.
This is good.
Wait a minute. Let me adjust.
Sun is out. Yes.
This is getting a little too bright. I'm going to be honest with you. This is unsettling for me.
For the night owls. Yeah.
Yes.
I can see that.
This is bizarre. Jen Zanotti joins me in studio as well. She is the host of the WGN Plus podcast, Getting Zen with Gen Z. She's also a purple belt in jiu-jitsu. She's a jiu-jitsu expert, and she is an instructor at Seraphim Jiu-Jitsu in Evanston.
Mm-hmm. You got
and
it.
Gen Z Beauty in Highwood is her wonderful place to get a massage and your Reiki.
Reiki, facials, waxing, makeup,
all
jiu-jitsu,
that.
Everything.
The waxing might not be relaxing for the holidays, but maybe it's for some of us. It's necessary to. I'm never going to let you wax me. Just so you know, I don't think you need to know me that well.
I have some excellent quality wax. Just saying, so you might want to change your mind on that.
I don't know if that helps with
only
the
best for my clients.
I don't know if
I'm remaining silent.
Yeah, all right.
I have questions, but you probably can't ask them on the air.
Why? Can you roll through the questions in your mind and see which one you want to ask first? Pam?
Okay. I just found one of the pictures you guys were looking for, so I got a little distracted
there. That's okay.
So do you do Brazilians?
Yes, I do.
Okay, that's all I need to ask.
That's all you need to ask?
Yep.
Have you had a Brazilian?
Oh, yeah. I used to love Brazilians. It's just, you know, it's not as cost effective,
right?
You know, for me anymore, but like, oh, yeah, I love my Brazilians.
Yeah.
You should come see me, Pam.
Go see Jen. Is it weird when you know the person? See, I was friends with... Well, let's not get into this conversation. This seems more
I've never had anybody I know, but like you get to know the person. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think it goes either way. Sometimes people love... I mean,
knowing
they know
them.
Me, so they feel more comfortable.
Okay.
Other times it's like they know me, so they're like, yeah, I don't know about that.
I remember one time I was getting a Brazilian, and she's like, so have you seen the trailer for the new Avengers movie? I'm like, this is so weird. So I don't want to talk right now. I don't want to talk. Andy's really uncomfortable.
It's okay.
All right. I want to ask you about, speaking of which, is it a good idea to have a cocktail before you have a Brazilian? No, that's not the question. I've moved towards, if I'm going to have a cocktail, I try to have things that are just what they are, like whether, you know, it's just maybe some bourbon or whiskey or, you know, I do more red wines, you know, these days. But what do you want to tell people about the holidays? And because it's easy to take a cocktail and just lose count of how many calories you're taking in.
Oh, for sure. And I think one of the biggest things that people should kind of look out for and something they can do to make it a little simpler is stay away from a lot of the mixers.
Right.
Having that, you know, I don't want to say, oh, just go and drink all this straight alcohol, but usually like vodka or tequila, whiskey, you know, bourbon, but tequila and vodka especially are going to have the lowest amount of calories, sugars. So those are a little bit better with maybe like a soda water and a lime, something that's a pure like fruit. You don't want to go with the fruit juices. The problem is there's so much excess sugar in the mixers. So you're really getting a lot more calories and sugars on an empty stomach. That's not good. So that's fat calories. That's something we want to kind of stay away from.
I was surprised to find out how many calories there were in tonic water.
Yeah.
I was really surprised by that because you kind of think of it as soda.
Right.
But it's got a lot of sugar in it or something.
Mm-hmm. So if you do just like even plain water, you know, a little like San Pel is always a good, you know, a good
Pellegrino
thing to kind of, you know, mix it. You feel a little bit more fancy.
Did you know what San Pel was?
Because I had no idea.
Pellegrino water.
Do I have to put my finger out for that?
San Pel.
Pinky out for that?
A little San Pel. I mean, it's a little fancier that way, San Pel. During the holidays. And the other thing is like a lot of offices or holiday parties, they'll have a fruit bowl, a fruit punch bowl. Right now, you don't even know. Andy's got very excited. Yes,
we're going to pass that up a little bit.
I'll be right there.
Just, you know, you gotta pick and choose your battles. If that's something that's a splurge that you've been waiting for, you know, you can have that instead of your dessert. That's fine.
Okay.
But it gets to be a lot of added extra calories that we don't really think about that we could totally take out.
Right.
So I think when you think about it and you're a little more aware, it's something that you can definitely manage and do. And especially even like wine, you know, a red wine, something a little bit drier is what I would kind of stick towards instead of a really sweet, you know, white wine.
And as much as you like the Prosecco, is it
Prosecco.
Yeah. People love that in their mimosas.
Yes.
So
just have the Prosecco instead of, like, we had mimosas yesterday. I had one cocktail and I had a little bit of Prosecco, no orange juice in it. You know, it's just less sugar.
Well, what I love about the conversations that we have is that it's all about balance. You're not saying don't do these things. Don't have any, you know, sweets or any alcohol or any of the fun things. But be aware of it. I think that's the biggest part, is being conscious of what you're doing. You know, it doesn't mean don't do it. Just go, okay, this is what, Andy, yes?
I'm conscious of it, but I don't stop. That's the problem.
I am aware that I am not stopping.
I am aware that I'm not supposed to do this, but I can't stop.
If you tell somebody they can't do it, they're so much more likely to just go on like a binge.
Yes.
So if you look at it as a splurge, like I said, meal, everything in moderation, maybe have a glass or two of wine instead of a bottle or two of wine. You know, let's just kind of like take it back a little bit. Still get our movement going, you know, and then continuing to eat our, you know, in our healthy, clean lifestyle after that.
Okay.
You don't have to like ruin the whole weekend just because you had, you know, some dessert and a little bit of a bigger meal than you normally would.
So. And the 847, this is a good point. Flavored sparkling waters are good mixers with no calories, like your LaCroix, different flavors. There's one called BAI. It has like 5 calories, and I enjoyed that.
I would always look at the sugar, too. I mean, that's the big thing.
Yeah. I did Sober October, and I went through a lot of those. I went through a lot of San Pellegrinos and Perriers, and then I needed some flavor. And I think it's BAI, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's very tasty.
Mm-hmm.
It might have some sugar, but I also wasn't having any booze. So I lost 9 pounds, which tells you how much I might have been imbibing.
I'm telling you, cocktails, you know, the quickest way to lose weight and get on a healthy track is to take out the alcohol.
Yeah. Sorry, everybody. that's them's the breaks. Yeah. But I also then, again, about being conscious about it, now I knew when I wanted one. Right. I was like, this is when I would have one. Oh, now I want one. And I was like, okay, let's pay attention to this.
It's not to say you can never do it again. Maybe then you reincorporate it like once a week. You know when you might be going out for a date night or a night with the girls or whatever it is. But just, you know, pay attention to it. Like I said, when you're aware and drink a little bit slower, you know, just savor it. Then you can usually drink less.
By the way, from the 630, can you ask Steve to talk about Brazilians every morning? I think I think that would be fun to listen to. And Peter asks, because on the Frank Fontana and Frank Fontana show, they were doing Brazilians with Kathy. Frank and Kathy not Brazilians. They did Botox. They had a Botox party on the air. And this listener wants to know if we'll be doing live Brazilians. No, no, we will not. No, 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 no. Also, no. We won't be doing that.
So you're saying no?
No, okay. No, it's not going to happen.
Just come visit me at Gen Z's. There you go.
Coming up after this, we're going to talk about some holiday gifts. We want to know how you're doing out there. Are you shopping for Black Friday? Did you stay home and just going to shop online? 312-981-7200 is the number to call. You can join us anytime. This is your conversation. 312-981-7200. We'd love to hear you by text or by call and join us anytime. It's time now for traffic here with Everything You Need to Know About the Roads. Aha! I got very excited because I know one of the songs. This is Patty Vasquez. I'm filling in for the one and only Steve Cochran. I host the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. to 11 p.m., unless there's a sporting event, in which case we come on after the game until 1 a.m., and we have a segment called Patty's Appalling Lack of Musical Knowledge.
It's appalling.
It is appalling, and I was very excited because I knew, I was going through.
Do you know the song?
No. I mean, I heard.
Do you remember the video?
Curtis, no. Was it kind of cartoon? Was it part graphic
design? It was graphic, yeah. Pencil.
Like
pencil
fluorescent design, lights and stuff like that? Yes. Curtis is like, yes.
Song's
Curtis,
called Take On Me.
Take On, yes. And Curtis, by the way, was born after the song came out.
I don't want to hear about that.
And he knows more than I do, Jen. Pam, grab a seat. Jump in.
Listen, I defend you when it comes to this because I'm the same way. So,
but Shazam is a good start.
Shazam is a good
start. That'll help
you
out. Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm on my way, which I don't know. By the way, we have a listener who asks, is a Brazilian a full body wax? That's from Jimbo in the 708. It is not a full body wax, which would be intense.
Right.
It is a...
And I have had to do that before.
Oh.
Not to my... How do you do... For our
Jen,
clients,
for,
when
to
I
be clear,
first started.
Jen is an esthetician at
yes,
Gen Z's
17
Beauty.
17 years.
In Highwood. And is the best way to describe it, you mentioned off the air, is a sensitive area wax.
Yes, front and back.
Yeah. You're all right there?
I think I was the one that said that.
Oh, is
that
a sensitive area? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Not that I'm trying to be a credit hog here, but.
I don't know. Well, Pam, I was also wondering if it was possible to just, like, perhaps if, like, a gynecologist would also be trained in being an esthetician, could just have it all done in one stop.
That would actually be a great thing.
Yes.
That would be awesome, because then all the things that you really don't want to have done,
get them over with
all at once.
Yep.
How about those Bears? Man, it was a great game yesterday, wasn't it?
It was a great game. How did the Dallas game turn out, by the way?
Dallas wins.
Dallas won. All right, awesome. There you go. Very, very
What are your bets on Northwestern?
The Wildcats, they finish the regular season tomorrow. And they're going to await the winner of tomorrow's Michigan-Ohio State game in the Big Ten championship game December 1st.
Okay. Oh, interesting.
Two pretty good squads.
Yeah.
But the Wildcats are playing really, really well.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it.
There you go. By the way, we were talking about eliminating alcohol during the, you know, or at least not eliminating necessarily, but perhaps cutting back
smart
a little bit.
Smart cocktails.
And it's a good way to lose some weight. The 815 says, I'd rather be chubby and drunk. Which is just fine as well.
You got to pick what's going to make you happy.
I was disappointed. I went to a store and I wanted some peach Moscato. This is one of the rare times that I go beyond my tequila. I'm a top shelf tequila drinker, and I pretty much don't drink anything else. I don't like it mixed with anything. Don't put any ice in my drink. Don't chill it.
That's no, like it away, at room though, temperature.
What?
No sugar, less calories.
Yes, I typically don't veer away from that because when I do, I get sick on the stomach. I don't know why. But I did go to get some peach Moscato the other day, and I'm so disappointed because this little thing of four mini bottles was like $9, and it was not peach Moscato. It was pink Moscato. And I was not happy. And even on the outside of the box, it said peach Moscato. But then when you take out each individual bottle, it was this regular old barefoot pink Moscato. And I'm just like, it tasted like Kool-Aid, maybe with a tinge of alcohol. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Not the fizz wasn't even there. Why am I having such poor purchases lately?
There's nothing worse than like tasting something with, you have a different idea of what you're about to expect than it's something else. Yeah.
That's disappointing.
Right. Wasted calories, right? Wasted calories.
Yeah.
It'll be better when I get home.
We can't waste, exactly. I was going to say, you can't waste the bottle. I mean, it's gonna,
because what are you going to do? Like,
there it is.
That's what I'd be like, here, eat it, someone else want this.
Right? That's right. Let's take a break, and we're going to oh, by the way, coming up after 8 a.m., we are going to have Controller Susana Mendoza on, and we've got questions. She ran for Controller, and then not long after that, she announced that she was running for mayor, but we all kind of knew. She had a commercial. By the way, I don't know if you ever saw this video of her chasing down a hit-and-run driver on the northwest side of Chicago. Oh, there's a video of Susana Mendoza chasing down a hit-and-run driver. His name is John Boyle. His nickname is Quarters Boyle, and he used to babysit me. More after this on 720 WGN. True story. No, Andy Mazur, I do not know.
Yeah, I don't know this one either.
You don't know this one either? Okay, good.
It's Beach very Boys. Familiar.
Oh, Merry Christmas. Is that the Merry Christmas song?
No.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Yeah,
I'm
that
like,
too.
Two for two.
I really wasn't paying attention. I'm eating cherry pie now.
Do you know why that is, though? I watch way too much television, and they're always having those really long commercials that play all the songs from some artist, and they roll them up on the, you know, the little crawl. Yeah, I watch all those, and then I know the songs in order as they're, you know, appear in the commercial. It's strange. Anyway,
yeah, I knew I should know it. Usually, when I hear a song, I think, oh, I really should know this, and then my brain freezes completely, and there's just no way. Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday following Thanksgiving. Steve Cochran has the day off, so I'm filling in for one of my favorite people on the planet. I host the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis Mondays through Fridays from 7 p.m. till 11, unless there's a sport event, in which case we come on after the game until 1 a.m. Joining me in studio, Andy Mazur is covering all the sports and hoping that we stick with football rather than
what we were talking about before.
Waxing.
Don't be so shy.
I'm kidding around.
Back in.
I went to my safe space.
You
went to your smiley
jiu-jitsu.
Face. I saw that smile and grinning ear to ear over there.
Did you know we Scott Santis, the political cartoonist for the Chicago Tribune, and I had some bets going into the election season a couple of years ago, and the bet was if he lost, he kept making these bets, and I kept being right. So he ended up having to different parts of his body had to be waxed on air. So we left it up to the listener. So he had his left thigh, his right armpit, his back, his nose hairs. Yes, it was Curtis's
nose hairs is a big thing. I do a lot of nose hair waxing.
Why do people? Okay, I don't know if we again people having breakfast. I probably shouldn't venture into this.
People learn something new every day. This is a very valid topic. That's all I
got to
say.
Well, but a lot of listeners texted in when we were doing that the hair in your nose is there to protect you from, like, you know, pollutants and dander and things. Okay.
It is. It's a protectant, but, you know, you don't need to go all the way up the nose. That's not what we're doing.
Yeah, stop when you feel resistance.
It is like a filter, but, you know, just those nose hairs that kind of creep out a little bit right on the inside.
Yeah.
Instead of trimming, when you trim, they keep coming back. So when you wax them, you know, then they're gone for a lot longer.
Here's the thing. Have you ever gone to the bathroom and looked in the mirror and went, oh, did I just have that whole conversation with that sticking out of my nose?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you need to take care of it.
That's why I grew the beard, yeah.
Oh, because you mustache, can't tell.
Yeah, you can't really tell.
Oh, you can't tell where the nose hair starts and the mustache
starts.
Right.
Exactly.
You can only use really hard wax for this. Just saying. Do not try and use strip wax if you're trying to wax your nose. It has to be hard wax.
Oh, I wouldn't know
that's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yes.
I don't know if I'd try that myself. There's a lot of things I'll do myself. Mm.
Yes, I don't recommend it. I think you need to see a professional esthetician.
And somehow we got back into this conversation.
I apologize.
Sorry.
I was trying to stay away from it. Wait, by the way, we had some listeners that have been texting in about their Black Friday experience, 312-981-7200. If you are out and about and getting some great deals or enjoying, you know, some people love the energy of Black Friday. They just love the, it's like, it's their game day. You know,
I used to love to go out and do. I'm like traditionally, I'm just gonna. I am for real people. Like, I am not one of these highbrow people that's worried about my capital gains tax because I will never see any. But like every Black Friday, I am broke every single time, It's always been that way. And I, you know, when I was on television, I wanted to be the reporter that went out to the Black Friday sales. I just love to see other people getting into it. I really don't buy into all the materialism anyway.
Right.
But to see other people all excited and like wanting to rush through the front door, mm-hmm. and you know, that's kind of fun.
That's their workout for the day after Thanksgiving workout. That movement.
The 773 says, thanks to Black Friday, I now have a pathological fear of crowds. That's from Glenn in Evanston. Well, that can happen. Mm-hmm. It gets a little bit crazy out there. Plus, if you see all those videos of everyone getting so frenzied about a waffle maker.
Yeah. That's it's intense. Like, hopefully the energy stays positive, but when it gets little
intense,
then it's like, I don't know if it's worth it.
Most stores have kind of put the kibosh on that by, you know, offering tamped down deals so that people aren't actually running and stepping over each other to get to any one particular item because they got tired of the bad publicity. So things are pretty much, I mean, you know about the deals before you go. You know what time you kind of need to get there. People seem to be a little bit more calm.
Yeah, I'm hoping. By the way, listener, a friend of the show says waxing nose hair sounds like some sort of medieval torture.
It's really not that bad.
Sounds like a band Steve Cochran was in.
Waxing nose hairs?
Yeah.
All right. Let's put it in the hopper and see how it turns out. Let's take a break here. We're going to check in with our friends from Woodstock. We're waiting to hear possibly from... we're going to get her on the line? Well, no, we don't know yet. So let's check in with our friends from Woodstock. They're in the green room. They're in the PPG green room, the Pittsburgh Paints green room. More in a moment on 720 WGN. It's the Steve Cochran Show. I'm your host today, Patty Vasquez. More after this. I'm going to go with Beatles.
Yes, okay. You'd be correct.
All right. Magic Mystery Tour, I'm guessing.
Mystery Tour.
This is Patty Vasquez. I am filling in for one of my favorite human beings on the planet as Steve Cochran enjoys his holiday weekend. I host Mondays through Fridays, 7 p.m. to 11 p.m., unless there's a sporting event, in which case Andrea Darlis and I come on after that until 1 a.m. Joining me in studio is Jen Zanotti. She's the host of the podcast Getting Zen with Gen Z. Andy Mazur in studio doing all your sports and hanging out with us too. Pam Jones in traffic. Dave Schwann in news. And one of my favorite places, I know that I've said favorite now twice. But a few years ago, my husband and I were taking the boys out to the Volo Car Museum, and we were doing a bunch of things around, like out in that area. And we drove through Woodstock, and you know, you see it in the movie Groundhog Day, and it looks kind of, it looks charming, it looks nice, and then you stop in this incredible town. The people are wonderful. There are great businesses there, and being a host on WGN Radio means that I get to go, hey, let's find out more about that community. And about a year and a half ago, my producer, Michael Heidemann, and I had we actually have a regular segment called Overbite Air, and we learn about different communities throughout Illinois. So we featured Woodstock, and I learned so much. I did not realize that you guys still make pickles in Woodstock, and that was exciting to learn. Joining us in the studio is Deputy Mayor Mike Turner, and member of the Chamber of Commerce is Darren Flynn. He's also the proprietor of DNA Salon, and we want to find out what wonderful holiday goings are doing in Woodstock. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm good, Patty. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Isn't it weird to see me this early in the morning?
It is a little. It's different, but it's great. So thanks for having us.
Oh, my pleasure. And good morning, Darren. It was great meeting you when we did the first ever Laughstock in Woodstock.
It was amazing.
Wasn't that a blast?
It was great. I think you were the only standing ovation that night.
Oh, okay. I was embarrassed because there was still another comic. I mean, as much as that feels good, it's just weird because you want to make sure. My friend Michael Palasak, who was closing out the show, I wanted him to, you know, I wanted the whole stage to be ready for him. So that was very kind of the audience. You guys are great. Well, that Opera House is perfect for stand-up comedy.
You guys did a tremendous job. It was a great first time for us, and thank you so much for coming out and doing it. And yeah, it was very well received.
And we look forward to doing it again. then, but this is what we're here to talk about, is your holiday season. And this starts tonight. Is the lighting of the squares tonight?
It is.
It's perfect.
One of the more iconic things for Woodstock is, in fact, our lighting of the square, where we flip the switch, and it's just a great Victorian kind of Americana event.
Yes.
And we get upwards 5,000 people or so fill the square, and shops are open, restaurants are open, and lots to do both tonight and throughout the season.
Oh, wonderful. And you've got it's kind of this not just for the town, obviously, and you have so much pride in Woodstock. Not, I don't mean you personally, but you as well. But when I came out to the farmers market to talk about Lastock, people who told me they'd moved there 7 years ago, or they've lived there their whole life, or they're thinking about moving there, everyone likes coming to Woodstock to just enjoy that small town flair that's only an hour away from Chicago.
It is. It's close metro train ride or easy up the tollway, and there's a tremendous amount of pride. And there's a lot to do, both for visitors or people that live there. Darren's a great example because he's a transplant, opened a business in town. So good example of what we attract in Woodstock.
Darren, where are you from originally?
Originally a small town in Kansas, but we moved from, we were in Chicago for 8 years on the north side. And then I moved to the suburbs and accidentally found Woodstock. A friend of ours said, let's go to a movie. We went to see a movie and...
It's not like that. What's that town where nobody ever ages? It's not like it's not on the map. How do you mean you accidentally found it?
Well, we had just moved to the suburbs. We really weren't sure. We were in a different suburb, and a friend was like, "Let's go." We went. It was a beautiful January weekend. The buildings were lit. Christmas music was playing. Santa's house was there, and it was big snowflakes and.
Oh, so you went during the magical time.
Yeah, we went during the magical time, and we absolutely fell in love with Woodstock, and not even 5 months later, we opened the doors to our new business.
Oh, see, and the thing is that it seems like it holds on to magic all year long in different ways, because you always have great events going on. By the way, it was going to bother me if I didn't find it. It was Brigadoon, which it disappears. It only appears every 100 years, so that's why I was wondering how we accidentally found Woodstock, since I think it's always there. And you can always find it. I did some Facebook Live videos when we were doing Laughstock on the Metra, and it's such an easy way to travel. It's the way to really fly, I believe.
I think that's what they say. Yes, but it's a very simple way to get to Woodstock, and you drop off right next to the square downtown. So getting to the lighting of the square, or getting to the square for the festivities during December and the holidays, is it's a very easy trip.
And I love that the small businesses seem to support each other. There's some great places. You're smiling as though maybe I am overstating the fact, but it seems like everybody is in it together. Is that your sense? Yeah, has that been your experience?
It's an amazing sense of community within the businesses. We all realize we're all small business. We're all privately owned, pretty much. And, it's this collaboration to come together for major events that are going on, for everything. Told some businesses that we were coming down here, and all of a sudden people are like, oh, here, let me give you some stuff. And
well, we're going to bring that box in so we can talk about some of those small businesses, because it is Small Business Saturday tomorrow. We want you to celebrate those businesses in your community, or travel to places like Woodstock, shop local, and invest in the towns, especially in the state of Illinois. We have such great places to visit. We're going to take a break here. More with our guests when we come back. You're listening to The Steve Cochran Show. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, for the day. Well, I mean, I'm always Patty Vasquez, but I'm the fill-in host. You know what I mean. More in a moment on 720 WGN. Mazur is giving me a look of complete disappointment, and I'm your host, Patty Vasquez. I'm filling in for Steve Cochran. I, along with Andrea Darlis, hold down the evenings from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m., unless there's a Blackhawks game or a Wildcats event, and in which case we come on after the game until 1 a.m. Joining me in studio is Jen Zanotti, and a segment that's regularly featured on my show is Patty's appalling lack of musical knowledge, which people don't seem to understand the breadth of, really.
Oh, it's deep.
You got a guess for
deep.
This one.
Yeah. No, I don't have a guess for the... No.
What Mike's like, no. No.
No, I said no right away.
I think everybody else knows in this
everybody
room.
Everybody else? Jen?
I don't
Come on, Jen.
No, I'm with Patty.
Okay.
I'm guessing. Can I just take a guess?
Yeah. You go ahead and guess.
Is it Coldplay?
It is Coldplay.
There you go, baby. I love my Coldplay.
Not in a song thousand years.
See, what's like, once you Clocks. Say it, I just get Clocks. It.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. But
no, that's the hard part, too, is when they say it, and I'm like, yeah, we didn't, nope, didn't even hear. Nope, it would not have been a thing for me. The game that we have is people, we have a contestants on the line. They get to hear about 10 seconds of the song, and then they have to decide if they think I'm going to know it. And,
it's amazing.
And people are like, Andy, come on.
I'm serious.
She's got to know this.
I thought it was a bit. I really thought it was a bit.
And a bit in the sense that
it's
you thought
real,
I was making
yeah,
it up.
That you were making it up. That you were being you know, fictitious about it. Now I'm seeing it in action, and I know it is not a bit.
Well, because you can see in my face that exactly. I had no recognition like, of understanding.
I don't know this one.
Well, you know where you can hear good music? At the, I'm sure the great performances at the Woodstock Opera House. See how I did there,
nice
Deputy
transition.
Mayor?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Mark Turner joins us in studio along with Darren Flynn, who's a member of the Chamber of Commerce and the proprietor of DNA Salon. And I'm unrolling my Woodstock Opera House t-shirt. So thank you to everybody. This is really, have you been to Woodstock, Jen?
No, I have to go.
This is it's a dazzling place to see performances and just go in there and it's just you feel like you're taking a step back in time.
You do. And the Opera House, what it has coming up for over the Christmas season, it participates in the Lighting the Square tonight. Christmas Carol, Nutcracker Ballet. There's a John Denver Christmas for those who might be fans. And
oh,
then,
wait! Stop right there for a second. I'm sorry, a John Denver Christmas?
Yeah. It's
so there's someone doing covers. Many musicians? Is it un musician?
I believe it's just one, but all information at realwoodstock.com. So go out there
wonderful.
For it. Yeah.
Yes, Andy, by the way, Steve played a song. My husband now is doing this since mm-hmm. he's heard it on the radio. Even though when we met 23 years ago, he had to come to terms with the fact that I was never going to know what song was playing on the radio. At some point, because he loves Elvis Costello, I would just say, I don't know, Elvis Costello for every single, and I would be once right, like out of 100 times. But yesterday he played something and he goes, you know who this is? And I was like, John Denver. And I don't know why I knew that. But
and you got it, though?
I got
it.
Yes, I was absolutely right.
Well, it's popular. It was popular a long time ago. And still is for some, so.
Well, fine. Hey, Darren, tell me a little bit about D&A Salon. Is this for men and women?
We're a full-service salon on the Woodstock Square. We have 1,600 square feet of service space as well as 1,600 square feet of retail space. So we like to carry products that no one else in the Woodstock area carries so that we can offer a unique perspective. We try to make sure that all the bad stuff is out of it before it comes in our doors. So paraben-free, sulfate-free, a lot of vegan products. No cruelty for anything.
Now, Jen is an esthetician, and she also is a jiu-jitsu expert. I'm not Perfect. Saying that those two things. I love that you basically roll around on the mats, get sweaty, and then you're like, man, I look fabulous. It all works out really well.
It's beauty, wellness, jiu-jitsu. All works in together.
Beauty, wellness, jiu-jitsu. I know I need to learn some moves from you because, by the way, we were in here during a break, and a rope just dropped down the side of the building. And if anything happens, someone comes busting through that window, Jen's in charge of whatever happens next.
No problem.
Yeah, excellent. And you guys in Woodstock have some great festivities coming up for the holidays. Tell me about the Santa Hut.
So the Santa Hut's been there for a very long time, and it's in central in the square. Great part of the kids' activities as part of lighting the square, then ongoing on the weekends through December. So come, you know, kids can come and see Santa, experience that while mom and dad, you know, get a chance to tour the rest of the square, see the great businesses that we have that ring the entire square, and really actively participate in the Christmas activities that we have. And, you know, it's a true downtown and community event. And so Santa's one piece of it. And then all the other things that we've got going on, it's worth a trip to Woodstock. If you go out to realwoodstock.com, you'll see all the activities and things we have going on.
I have to imagine that going on a sleigh ride through Woodstock is probably one of the most magical things you can do.
It sounds amazing.
The carriage rides, yeah. So the carriage rides have always been another core part of what Woodstock does. So they load up right in front of the Opera House, and you get to go around again in a very, you know, this Victorian square setting, cobblestone.
It's so charming.
Let's go.
My friend Heather and I stayed at the same bed and breakfast at the Cherry Blossom bed and breakfast where you know, Bill Murray's character stays in Groundhog Day. And it was unbelievable from the house, which is so incredibly well done inside with all the furnishings and the atmosphere, the food, which, you know, I do food porn. I do take photos of food, but this was every round of the, you know, whether it was the kind of pre-breakfast and then the main you know, part of the meal. Oh, it was wonderful.
Yeah, right? The owners of the Cherry Street Inn came in and really rehabbed that building. They've turned it into quite an experience, and it's a great place to stay and eat, and you have the Groundhog Day overlay. So it's just a beautiful setting and well worth a visit.
I'm sorry. I'm listening to you, but I'm also distracted by this box of goodies that you've brought in from Woodstock.
It's a big box.
It is a big box, and it seems to be bottomless. You know that magic bag that Mary Poppins has? I feel like that's what's happening to me right now. And every time I reach down, there's like something. This is like some delightful keychain from, let me go ahead and make sure I get the business. Oh, no, the business card might have fallen. Oh, here it is. It's from Soul Focus, which is, I'm guessing, a wonderful kind of odds and ends and gifts for folks.
She does a lot of holistic products, salt lamps. Great. That's considered a car charm, so it's supposed to be a good thing for you in your car and safe travel.
Oh, so this goes on my rearview mirror?
Yeah. You can't, I mean, I can't technically recommend that you put it on your rearview mirror.
Oh, I see. Yes.
But, you know, it's a car charm. Yes.
And a water bottle from the Independence Health and Therapy.
Yeah,
this is very nice.
Actually,
keep me hydrated.
Yes.
Co-sponsorship with Kim Keefe, Team Open Doors. Love Where You Live. She's a realtor on the square, very active in the Woodstock community.
Oh, there you go. By the way, there is a Ladies Night Out, which is a shopping experience for friends and family, coming up on November 29th, which is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a night for the ladies to just kind of relax, have some fun. There's different packages available. It's always a free event, but if you are not wanting to walk that far or you just want a little extra, we have VIP packages available. Starting at $35, you get your drink cup, you get raffle tickets, you get masquerade money, all kinds of excitement. You can even pay $10 more and get reserved parking. So
Jen's and I's jaw just dropped open because I just pulled out some pasta. I'm not sure. This is from
like a spinach pasta.
Read Between the Lines. So this is from the bookstore?
It is from the bookstore, yeah.
They have pasta at the bookstore.
Yeah, they have
That's my new favorite bookstore.
They have, and it's not just pasta. I mean, they've got the Piro sauce, which is a kind of a Woodstock staple, I believe. And they have a great bookstore on the left, and then on the right, you've got a full coffee bar, candy bar, and little unique and special finds when it comes to your culinary delights.
This is the craziest box of gifts. This is wonderful. Thank you to all the small businesses. We'll get to more of them when we come back. I also just put on my Woodstock Willie pin.
I'm in the
fan club now. We should do a broadcast on Groundhog. I know. I got to talk to people.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm not on in the mornings. See, maybe I could be the reporter on the scene for Steve Cochran's show.
Yeah.
So that's what we'll have to do. Well, we'll work this all out. It's time now to check in on traffic. Here with what's going on your roads is Pam Jones. Or perhaps she and Swanee are just sharing some of the incredible treats. We have we got a bunch of cookies from our friends the parents of Tess Considine was coming in a few minutes, and she made me these really sweet cookies. Look at that. I got a Chicago Bears.
Look at that.
I have a Chicago Bears helmet right there. Look at that, Andy. Do you like
that?
Nice.
Cool.
Yeah, very good.
I'm supposed to go home with these for my family.
It's okay.
So let's check on the headlines first. What's coming up in the 9 o'clock news?
Well, Patty, protesters remain at the scene at the Target store at 85th and Cottage Grove, upset this Black Friday that the closing of the store will be closing in February. Target says poor performance has led to that. Congressman Bobby Rush has led past protests there, and they're certainly out there this morning. That store and one on South Marshfield are slated to close in February. Mm-hmm. Also watching the markets today, the Dow down 150 points at the opening, and also oil prices at their lowest levels of the year today. Even though there's a half day of trading, we'll see how things go there as we follow that throughout the day.
Excellent. Thank you so much for that. And here with info on your roads, here's Pam Jones. Oh, let's take a quick break here. More in a moment on the Steve Cochran Show. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez. Come on, test me, Curtis. I'm not supposed to know this, right? Andy? And as long as Andy looks confused, I feel comfortable.
I need a little more.
Uh-huh. Curtis, are you disappointed in all of us?
I mean, I know it's my favorite band. It's Long Road to Ruin, Foo Fighters.
Oh, Foo Fighters. Nope, I never would.
Oh, Mike, I would have not known that at all.
I like the one you played earlier, Everlong. Yeah, that was better.
Everlong's good.
Yeah.
All right. You're listening to The Steve Cochran Show. I'm Patty Vasquez. I host The Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. to 11, unless there's a sporting event, in which case we come on afterwards. And I'm thrilled to be here in the morning. It's my first time watching the sunrise from our beautiful Allstate Showcase studios. Joining me is Jen Zanotti, who is the host of the podcast on WGN Plus, Getting Zen with Gen Z. She's also our resident jiu-jitsu expert. I think that everyone should have a resident jiu-jitsu expert. And she's an instructor at Seraphim Jiu-Jitsu in Evanston on Central.
On Main.
I've heard it both ways.
Yeah.
On Main. It's probably better to find the actual location on Main. And Annie Mazur in studio with all your sports and trying to avoid conversation about estheticians and manners, which are uncomfortable.
Not avoid. Just try to just swing the conversation in another direction.
Just go another direction. Pam Jones in traffic, Dave Schwann in news. And joining us to celebrate all things holiday related in Woodstock, including Small Business Saturday. It's a way to discover the wonderful businesses in your community that your neighbors are running, that you really can find out more. And I have in front of me some of the most lovely things. I'm going to go real quickly to Ethereal, which I know they have a new location. They were moving when I was last there, right?
They're in the process of finishing that out, doing the build out. But yeah, they are moving to an exciting new location for them. So it's, on the square.
And it's not just a chocolate joint. I mean, they have the most incredible treats, but they have wonderful food. And I have to get this video. My friend Heather and I took a trip out there, and they have this cocktail that is infused with smoke, and they trap it in a glass. Have you seen this? I have the video somewhere.
Not yet.
Do you not know about this, Darren?
Do not.
Darren, do you guys enjoy cocktails?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we need... I'm not...
You know who you're talking to.
I assume nothing from people, right?
Come on, Patty.
I know, but I hate to assume things about people. It is... Okay, well, that next time I'm in Woodstock, and hopefully it's going to be during the holiday season, we have to go and have. It's sort of, I think it's like a almost like a smoky old fashioned. Okay. But I don't want to misrepresent what they do at Ethereal because it's remarkable.
So they're not just chocolatiers. The creativity of what they do, what they've done with their special selection of drinks, chocolate related drinks and others in the bar. They're going to be opening a speakeasy as part of their new location. They'll be doing they're opening and expanding their kitchen to let others use it. And so it's an exciting development for Woodstock.
That's lovely. Well, thank you to our friends. I registered for their little, like, you know, frequent chocolate fans. And so I get emails and texts from them like, we miss you. I'm like, I miss you too. Like, I want to text them back and go right back at you. And then we also have some lovely things from the flypaper products. Is this, wait.
This is the backdrop.
The backdrop.
So there's some fun Woodstock products that they bring in to carry year round. It's a great unique store on the square. It's been around, I think, 18 to 20 years. And it's just, they have their own sense of humor, uh-huh. And you immediately get it when you walk in the door. So it's a phenomenal place to pick up a gift for someone.
Well, I'm loving the buttons that are attached to this coffee mug because they're all quotes from Groundhog Day. Well, you know, we had Dave Pasquese on recently, who plays the therapist in the movie, and we're going to try to get him out for Laugh Stock next year because that would be a wonderful way. He's on Veep. He's on Lodge 49, I think. I believe that's the name of the show. Please don't hold it against me, Dave. But you've seen him in movies for 20 years. He's one of the greatest character actors out there. But this says, watch the first step. It's a doozy. So there's a bunch of buttons in here that I'm enjoying that. And we have, okay, so tell me about, so the DNA Salon Apothecary, what'd you bring over for me? You said you always have products that you try to make sure are in their purest form.
We try to make sure we've got the good stuff and the popular stuff. So we do carry the Beekman 1802 product. So that's their limited edition winter soap. That's all goat milk soap. So it's great for the skin. Exactly. And there's a little lotion.
I can't help it.
Ooh, what is all this?
Oh, look at Vanilla Absolute enriched with. Oh, look at this. It's conditioner. Oh, you brought me some wonderful things.
Right.
Thank you for that.
We've got some Bon Parfumier fragrances in there for you as well.
So. Bar Parfumier. Are you just making words up now?
No. It's in writing, so it's true.
I need you to drop that into a conversation, Andy. Bar Parfumier.
Bar, yeah, okay. I can't even pronounce it.
First, it's Bon.
Bon?
So Bon Parfumier.
Parfumier.
I've heard it both ways. Mostly when I say it wrong. And tell us about one of the oldest businesses in Woodstock. Tell us a little bit about it.
We are so excited. One of the oldest, most longevity businesses right off the square is Apple Creek Floral and Gifts. An amazing store. They just celebrated their 35th anniversary with a big chamber mixer party. with a big chamber mixer party last week.
So. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. We're trying to make sure that the guests can get through security. Did you guys have any trouble getting through security?
No.
Oh. Apparently, if you bring in a big box of goodies, they're like, oh, apparently you belong here.
You're in.
I love it. I don't want to miss anybody. Oh, the sugar circle.
Yes. Lauren came in and made you a cake special this morning.
I'm afraid to. This is something that's supposed to be eaten.
Those are supposed to be devoured.
Look at this.
Not just.
Oh my gosh, that is beautiful.
See? I got to put the berry back on top.
That's gorgeous.
Okay, I got to stop touching it so we can take a photo of it before I do any destruction. Let me put it down on the ground.
Phenomenal.
That is really wonderful. Small Business Saturday tomorrow. Get out there and enjoy the businesses in your community, whether it's in Woodstock or down the block. More in a moment on 720 WGN. I want to thank our friends from Woodstock, Deputy Mayor Mike Turner, and our good friend, owner of DNA Salon and member of the Chamber of Commerce, Darren Flynn. Where can people find out more, and what do they have to look forward to in Woodstock for the holiday season?
So a couple other highlighted things. One of the coolest Christmas things that we do as a community is Woodstock High School's Madrigal Singers is a choral group that will blow you away on what they do. They've got a show at the Opera House with Robin Spielberg, and I was going to say they are going to be here Tuesday morning at 9 a.m.
I didn't mean to cut you off. So Robin Spielberg and Madrigal.
And Madrigal's at Opera House. All the things at the Opera House, all the things going on in Woodstock, you can see them all at realwoodstock.com. Come out and visit us.
And that's a sing-along on December 12th. That'll be a blast.
Yeah.
Go to realwoodstock.com to find out more about this. The sleigh rides, tour the Christmas tree walk, Santa's hut, all the great businesses in the community, and follow them because we've got so many great events that we're working on, including Laugh Stock, which we are planning for early next year, we're hoping. Cool. So thank you so much, you guys. And thank you to all the businesses that sent some wonderful treats and gifts. That was really above and beyond. So I appreciate it. Thank you. I never finished telling you about the smoke drink. You know what? I will find the video 630, and that's the only way to. There's no way to really explain it. It was incredible. We were dazzled by it. So that's at Ethereal Confectioners in Woodstock. It is time now for our news, and we want to thank everybody so much, by the way, for inviting us into your car, your home, your life. We're grateful to be Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago. If you are a smart speaker user, I have a big favor to ask. Just say, play WGN Radio on TuneIn. You are listening to the Steve Cochran Show, and he is off today celebrating the holiday weekend. I'm Patty Vasquez, and I host the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Dallas Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. Unless there's a sporting event like the Blackhawks, the White Sox, or the Wildcats, in which case we come on after the game until 1 a.m. And in that time slot, I actually used to host even later. I started featuring musicians because our good friends from the Bitter Jester Battle of the Bands reached out to us and said, hey, we have these great high schoolers and even some grade schoolers who were performing in this incredible festival. And the very first musician I ever had is our guest right now, Tess Claire, who I met when she was a sophomore in high school. She went on to study at Interlochen and is now down in Nashville. We'll find out more about what she's been up to. I know that she's recently released her very first single, which you can find everywhere online. Here she is. Here is Tess Claire with Lovey.
Will you wrap me up like the first night we were lost in it all? Will you take me in like the first night like we're strangers again? I've been on stage singing it will be okay. Will you be in the seats when I'm done? We've been waiting so long. 7 damn years we've been holding on. We've been holding on, I know. Lovey, lovey, it's not easy, but my love, you're still my love. Lovey, lovey, it's not easy, but my love, you're still my love. Will it feel the same 6 weeks when I'm back in your arms? Are we just being dumb as an ocean in between us too much? I've been on stage singing it will be okay. Will you be in the seats when I'm done? We've been waiting so long. 7 damn years we've been holding on. We've been holding on, I know. Lovey, lovey, it's not easy, but my love, you're still my love. Lovey, lovey, it's not easy, but my love is still my love. Ooh, to you, but these shoes can't get me there on time. Wish I was there with you. If only I was. Lovey, lovey, it's not easy, but my love, you're still my love. Ooh, ooh. Still my love. Ooh, 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 my love. Ooh, 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 my love. You're still my love.
Unbelievable. That's Tess Claire with Lovey. We're going to talk to her in just a few moments. Before we take a break, I also want to welcome to studio Senator Dan Katowski, who is now the president and CEO of ChildServe, recently named to J.B. Pritzker's transition team for families throughout the state of Illinois. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you very much. I'm honored. It's an honor to be here.
Aww.
Day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you. I'm a little sore.
Why?
We lost our Turkey Bowl game.
You played football yesterday? Okay.
Don't be so surprised.
No, I'm
so
always
shocking.
My friends have been, I was a lifeguard at North Avenue Beach way back when, and we have a Turkey Bowl every year, and we have for a long time. I've never played in the Turkey Bowl.
This is the 74th. It predates me, obviously. The 74th Turkey Bowl for Ann, my wife's family. It's the Dempsey Family Turkey Bowl.
And
next year will be 75.
Wow.
For those who are good at math.
Well, I'm glad you have a good time. And Tess Claire joins us in studio. So
Hi.
Lovely to see you.
I know.
This is incredible. I was telling, as I mentioned, that you have been coming on my show since mm-hmm. you were 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And how is Nashville treating you?
It's really good. Yeah, I just got back Tuesday night. And, yeah, it's really good. I've been writing a lot there. And, yeah, I'm a sophomore now at Belmont University.
Belmont. I was trying to remember where you were going to school. You sound incredible.
Thank you.
And I know that you were shooting a video.
Mm-hmm.
And has it been so incredible? I mean, this was your goal.
Yeah.
You've been working towards this.
Yeah.
And I know that you also did work in Los Angeles. You mm-hmm. made some recordings there. How mm-hmm. has it been different working in Los Angeles compared to Nashville?
Yeah, so for Lovey, I recorded in Nashville, but I did the music video this past summer in Los Angeles, and it was pretty last minute, actually. I didn't even know that there was a music video, and then a couple months before, they're like, oh, we're going to shoot a music video. Can you do, like, July in Los Angeles? So they flew me out, and my mom came, of course, because,
yes.
you know. And it was, yeah, we were there for... Basically, we shot the video in 24 hours. It's like Saturday, once I got there, Saturday late afternoon till like midnight. And then the next day from 8 a.m. to, they took me to the airport at like 4. So.
And your mom has come with you to every single one of your appearances
yeah.
on my show. Is this the I was trying to think. I think it's the 15th time we've
really?
Enjoyed
that's,
each other's company
wow,
on the air.
That's awesome.
Since you were a sophomore. So it's
yeah.
been 4 years, 5 years?
Yeah, I'm 20 now, so.
I'm not. It has. It's just been so much fun watching you grow. I mean, even the depth of the material that you wrote when you were 15 years old was always dazzling. I know the senator was here. Enjoyed
yeah.
it was
yeah.
about
yeah.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That's so.
Weird. We. You know.
I have like here with you, me and Scott Stantis, and we took a photo and everything.
Oh yeah.
So you're famous now. So we're just gonna go on eBay and
awesome.
It goes back to you, of course, all the money. So
thank you.
Yeah. How long are you in town for? Just the weekend?
Yeah. I actually go back Monday because I don't have classes on Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
And what is it like when you're in Nashville and you get the chance to sort of, you know, be around so many different performers? Because that really is a destination,
mm-hmm.
obviously. It's a goal for so many.
I really like it because I feel like I'm more inspired and will write more when there's other people around me doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it makes me more motivated. So it's definitely made me write a lot more and want to play more gigs and write around type things. So it's really good.
That's the thing, is it can challenge you and inspire you.
Uh-huh.
And it's, you know, it's one of those things where everybody gets the best out of each other sometimes. Mm-hmm. When you're in that sort of environment. We'll hear more music from Tess Claire in just a moment. You're listening to The Steve Cochran Show. I'm the fill-in host tonight while he celebrates the holiday weekend on Patty Vasquez. More after this on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Showcase studio. You're listening to The Steve Cochran Show, and I'm Patty Vasquez. I'm filling in for Steve as he enjoys the holiday weekend. And you can hear me regularly Monday through Friday. I host the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis, 7 p.m. to 11, unless there's a game, in case we come in after that until 1 a.m. We are live with Jen Zanotti, Andy Mazur, and Dan Katowski in the studio. We have Pam Jones in traffic, Dave Schwann in news, and in our performance space, the Allstate Performance Stage, we have Tess Claire. Here she is playing I See You.
When I saw you for the first time, innocent blue eyes, I can't lie. There was more than a dark side. I can see through you, you can't hide. They told me you're dangerous. Stay clear, girl, you can never trust. Try to hold me back, cause they didn't know that you were cursed, but so beautiful. Cause I'm falling for you. Can you trust me? Can you come into the light? I see inside. I see you. I see you. Barely even friends when we first met. A fragile lover with secrets. Couldn't leave you all alone. Don't care about riches, it's you who's gold. They told me you were dangerous. Stay clear, girl, you can never trust. Try to hold me back, cause they didn't know that you were cursed, but so beautiful. Cause I'm falling for you. Can you trust me? Can you come into the light? I see inside. I see you. I see you. Cause I'm falling for you. Can you trust me? Can you come into the light? I see inside. I see you. Oh, 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 I see you. Cause I'm falling for you. Can you trust me? Can you come into the light? I see inside. I see you. I see you. Cause I'm falling for you. Can you trust me? Can you come into the light? I see inside. I see you. I see you.
That's Tess Claire with I See You. We'll hear some. She has a holiday song for us coming up in just a little bit as well. Dan Katowski joins us. Senator Dan Katowski, now the president of CEO, president and CEO of ChildServe, helping families reach their potential.
She's so freaking talented.
I enjoy her
music. It's like when Kramer talks about Bette Midler on Seinfeld, which you never watched it.
I did watch some.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
With the pineapple frozen ice.
Oh, yeah. She's very talented.
Italian ice, yeah.
There
amazing.
You go. Senator, I wanted to check in with you about Giving Tuesday and
thank
how
you.
People can help out with kids and families right here in Illinois.
Yes, we have. Actually, we're very honored this year and blessed that the Healthcare Foundation of Lake County, of Northern Lake County, Healthcare Foundation of Northern Lake County has brought us a $5,000 match. on Giving Tuesday.
Wonderful. Yeah, congratulations.
So match up
on
to $5,000. So we're very excited about it. I mean, this is going to help us to build better lives for children and families who are at risk so they can reach their full potential. Our whole team has been involved in filming videos and helping to promote it. And as you know, our whole team at the Child Surf gets into everything that we do. And so we've really been promoting it. And there's ways in which people can help out for children in early childhood education, foster care and adoption, and housing for homeless young adults and teenagers. And it's just an exciting time for people to really give back and create opportunities for kids.
We will find out more about ChildSurf and hear more about Tess's her adventures in Nashville. So thrilled to have you back in town, Tess. We're gonna take a break here, and we're going to chat some more and hear another song in just a little bit. You're listening to The Steve Cochran Show. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, filling in while he enjoys the weekend. You're listening to The Steve Cochran Show, and I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, filling in for him while he enjoys the holiday weekend. I host Mondays through Fridays, The Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis, 7 p.m. to 11 p.m., unless there is a Hawks, White Sox, or Wildcats game, in which case we come on after the game until 1 a.m. Joining me in studio is Jen Zanotti. She's the host of the podcast Getting Zen with Gen Z, which you can find on WGN Radio Plus. Is it WGN Plus?
Yes.
Yeah.
WGN Plus on WGN Radio.
Excellent.
Or iTunes or Google Play.
By the way, there's that rope outside the window is really starting to distract me. There's a window cleaner who's dangling from just a rope with a
right
bucket.
Right over my shoulder.
And
yes.
You thought we left the showcase studio.
Yes. I was like, what is it? I know. Here I thought we weren't going to be able to wave to fans anymore, but that's dedication right there.
I have one right here.
Front row. He was camping out.
That's all right then. Hi, man with bucket on a rope outside the window. Dan Katowski joins us. Senator Dan Katowski is now the president and CEO of ChildSurf, helping families reach their potential, in particular kids who have gone through traumatic situations. Tell us a little bit about Giving Tuesday and the gift drive you have going on.
Well, Giving Tuesday is obviously coming up on Tuesday, and we have a great opportunity this year because the Healthcare Foundation Northern Lake County has provided a $5,000 match, and anybody can give and help us get to that level. I've posted something on my Facebook page to generate activity, but it's a wonderful chance for people to give and provide support so ChildSurf is able to reach its goals and helping kids to reach their full potential so they can the best life possible.
Well, especially at the holidays, you know, we take for granted. And you know, there's always toy drives, the Toys for Tots, and we know that there are kids who are going without. And at a time when so many people have magic in their lives and can really enjoy themselves, you want to give these kids something to make them feel, you know, feel joyous like everybody else.
Yeah, this is the first step of a series over the holiday that we try and figure out a way to make sure our kids have a really nice experience. Because as you pointed out, Patty, many of them experience trauma in their lives, and the holidays don't necessarily bring up really positive memories. So we try and make as many positive memories as we possibly can for them. And last year we had close to 1,100 gifts that were donated.
Oh, that's wonderful.
$70,000 worth of gifts. And this year, because it was so successful last year, we had 400 more people want to provide gifts. So I think it's up to 1,500 people who are going to, my kids are going to receive gifts this year. Especially when we have more kids in our early childhood program. We expanded the number of kids living in poverty who are seeking to reach developmental milestones. And we have more gifts coming there, more gifts for kids in foster care, and more for kids who were previously homeless. So it's a great opportunity. We have dinner celebrations for them. We have opportunities to take them out on recreational outings, chances where they can connect with mentors and just really have a good experience. Like, you know, most kids in real stable families have a positive experience over the holidays, and what we're trying to do is make sure that they have that same chance and that same opportunity.
It gives them the best path forward. It really does. In order to have, you know, even mattresses. We talked about this before when you had kids that were in group homes where, you know, or the flooring had to be replaced, and just the simple things that, again, we don't really think of, but making it a difference in so many young people's lives.
Yeah, I think, and it's a lot of things that I talk to my kids all the time about, and I said that they absolutely take for granted that you know, you just basically come home, food's there.
Right.
You know, you sign up for baseball, there's enough money for baseball. You got to get new shoes, the new shoes are there. And then but what's great about people who support ChildSurf is all throughout the area, people ChildSurf, they're donating backpacks, they're donating shoes, they're donating jackets, they're donating gifts over the holidays. They're just the school supplies, and people are actively involved. And we help 2,501 children and families every year. And
and the people out there, our supporters, are a great part of it.
Well, and I'm so glad you could be here this morning along with Tess Claire, who we've been thrilled to welcome to the studio for over 15 appearances on my show. And one of the things I've always been drawn to you about is how big your heart is, and really it shines through your music and your adventures around the world, and it's great to have you back.
Thank you.
What are your plans for the holiday season?
Well, I come back for winter break, and then I celebrate, well, my mom is Jewish and my dad's like Irish Catholic, so we celebrate Hanukkah with my aunt and uncle, and that's usually not on actual Hanukkah. We just kind of find a time that we can all get together, and then I'm actually going to France for Christmas, so it's my first Christmas without my parents because my boyfriend's there. So,
oh boy.
Yeah.
By the way, Andy Mazur was wondering where the
menorah.
Yeah, there's no menorah.
There's a Christmas tree in there, but I'm just saying.
There is one in Stephanie's office. There's a menorah.
There is.
Represented. And this is not your first time going to France. Mm-mm. As you mentioned, your boyfriend is from there.
Yeah. I've been with him for 4 years now, so it's been a long time.
See, she started blushing. How cute is that? Did you meet him in Interlaken?
I actually met him before I went to Interlaken sophomore year. There was an exchange program with my high school for 2 weeks. We had to do like education outside the classroom.
Right.
And one of the years you can do a trip, and my French teacher was good friends with his English teacher at the school in France where he lives. And so we stayed with host families, and then I stayed with someone, and this guy in my class stayed, Connor stayed with my boyfriend at the time, and then we went to classes together and did activities, and that's how.
And the rest is history.
Yeah.
It's a sweet story, and I hope that my son gets a chance to travel, because it makes a big difference in understanding more about where you, did you get a chance to study abroad when you were young, Jen?
I didn't. My sister did, but we have family in Italy, so we've been able to go.
There you go.
You know, several times, and it's an amazing experience.
It's wonderful. Well, you're going to celebrate Christmas in France, but we're thrilled that you're going to celebrate a little bit of Christmas with us with some music when we come back in just a few moments. Live music with Tess Claire when we return on the Steve Cochran Show. I'm filling in for him. It's Patty Vasquez. More on 720 WGN. It's so much fun hanging out with you guys. It is the Steve Cochran Show. I'm Patty Vasquez filling in for him while he enjoys the holiday weekend. And we are thrilled to welcome all of our wonderful guests in studio. Jen Zanotti's here. We have Senator Dan Katowski from ChildServe. And again, please check out Jen's podcast, Getting Zen with Gen Z at WGN Plus, and visit ChildServe. Senator Katowski really does a lot of great things for kids and families all across the Illinois area. Hold on, we have to, what was that?
We have a great team.
You have great folks at work.
ChildServe, www.childserve.org.
Leave the E off because?
Our work is not done yet.
I'm going to give you another tip. You never have to say www dot again. I'm going to take that away from
you. No, I'm just doing it. I like it. It trills off my tongue.
It doesn't really. You know, we just were talking about how I never mean to. I know.
You're so nice.
You know what's funny? It's not you. I get texts from people. They're like, please tell people to stop doing it.
I feel like our familiarity is breeding a deeper level of support between the two of us.
And appreciation.
Thank you.
And I apologize if you felt shamed in that moment.
I felt feel better.
I hope you feel the love. I'm just trying to help. We are thrilled to welcome back to the Allstate Performance Studio. This is her 15th performance on my show to kick off the holiday season with us. We are thrilled that Tess Claire is here, and she is performing right now, White Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and may all your Christmases be white. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children children, listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
So lovely. That's amazing. Tessie applauds under Gutowski. I didn't mean to.
She is great. Fabulous. Her voice is beautiful.
That's Tess Claire. You can follow her on Instagram at Tess Claire and find her music on Spotify, SoundCloud, all the places where you might enjoy your music. And by the way, she's going to come back in studio. We'll check in with her again. I have something I haven't announced on even my show. I will be moderating a mayoral's forum coming up in December. On December 11th, we are going to have a mayoral forum at the Copernicus Center, which is at 5216 West Lawrence. And we'd love to have you guys come out. If you have any questions, you can email Marlena at arenafor45.com with questions.
Well, that's great.
I've been watching is Carol Marine. That's she does a great job with those debates and forums and things like that.
Yeah, so, she's excellent.
Yeah,
so. Yeah, you'll be terrific too.
I'm looking forward to it because it's an important race. We want to know who's going to be looking at making Chicago a city for everyone. So I'm looking forward to that. And by the way, the city is at its most dazzling in the holiday season.
Oh yeah!
I mean, I love the city all year round, but it's more beautiful. And hearing White Christmas, Tess, with you today was just a wonderful way to start the weekend.
Thank you.
It was so much fun. Is that one of your favorite Christmas songs?
Yeah, I love Bing Crosby.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Like all Bing Crosby or just this?
I mean, I know like other standards and like stuff that he's done, but also White Christmas, the movie, and everything.
Oh, you like the movie?
Yeah. Yeah,
the movie is my favorite,
and obviously the song.
Well, yeah. I just saw it for the first time last year. Did I ever tell you this?
The first time last year?
So we do a movie, we do a segment called Movies with Marines, and a Semper Film is what it's called, and it has a military tie-in.
Yes,
so we watch any military movies, and they had not seen it. They're all, you know, kids in their late teens, early 20s, and they loved it.
It's a classic. I've been watching that since I was little.
I guess that's one of my White Christmas holiday is what we're going to say.
Nothing.
Which one? What's your favorite?
No, I was going to say, no, keep going.
It's a Wonderful Life is my favorite.
Yeah,
Christmas
a Wonderful Life is excellent.
I was going to say, what's the first movie that Bing Crosby was in where actually White Christmas was sung?
A Holiday Inn.
Yes.
With Fred Astaire.
I need to watch that.
Well, yes. White Christmas is kind of a reincarnation. It's a similar storyline where they open this inn just for the holidays.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
There's some problems with Holiday Inn.
A little bit.
Yeah, that's okay. They didn't know any better.
Right? No,
they did, but maybe they didn't know any better.
They got it better the second time.
They got it differently the second time, yes. It's a great movie. So what's one of your favorite holiday movies? It's a Wonderful Life. Andy, you got any favorite holiday movies?
Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation,
that's
a good one.
That's a classic.
Very good.
Tess, what's your favorite?
I would say White Christmas.
Is White Christmas?
Yeah.
All right, what about you, Senator?
Well, I'm just absolutely, It's a Wonderful Life is my far and away, because I love Frank Capra. But Christmas Story is also way up there.
Oh, okay, so truth be told, I've never seen Christmas Story. That's one where the kid gets his tongue stuck on the flagpole.
Yes.
Right? I've never seen it all the way through. I've seen it like out of order because they'll run it in a 24-hour marathon.
For 24 hours.
Right. Like, but I've never... Yeah. So it's jarring because I don't know exactly where it starts and where it ends because I'll come in and out of the room when it's just playing, so I have no idea. I know there's a leg lamp or something and you'll shoot your eye out.
And the rifle.
Oh, God. Like, there's so many great...
And the wagon.
The story.
You got to watch it. Honestly, when I was little, it kind of traumatized me with just with the
bunny suit.
Yeah, when he got the tongue.
Oh, the tongue.
That really scared me. But I love that movie.
Cutting off the duck's head at the end.
The movie that traumatized me when I was a kid was Willy Wonka with Gene Wilder.
Oompa Loompas.
Yeah.
My cousin Jeff had gotten a bubblegum machine and he was chewing gum and the light was coming through the window in a way that made him look purple. I was like 4 years old and I started screaming.
How old were you?
I was hysterical. I was 4 years old.
Four.
And to this day, day, my aunt still makes fun of me for screaming at Christmas because I thought that my cousin was going to turn into a big blueberry.
I thought you had like tubes in your house or something that sucked people up the tubes. Yeah.
Like Augustus
I could see
Gloop
how that could be scary.
It was terrifying. It's too trippy. I couldn't see that movie again until I was like 20.
It is. It still is. It's tough to get through it.
But I could see being traumatized by a child by a Christmas story too.
Yeah.
That's scary stuff.
Yeah.
Were there we only have a couple minutes. Well, we only have a minute left, but I want to thank our listeners. 301, always great to hear from you. By the way, we've gotten messages from Michigan, New Mexico, Belgium. So thank you so much to our listeners all around the world today.
That's so cool.
Checking in with us. And While You Were Sleeping is a great Christmas movie. That's with Sandra Bullock and Bill Pullman. That's one of my favorite. Do you remember that? Where Bill Pullman falls. The other guy falls on the tracks. We don't even remember his name. Yeah.
There's a great Family Man with Nicolas Cage and Tay Leone, which is a great Christmas
movie. You like the sappy movies.
I do. Love
that.
I know that.
That's all
and
right.
Die Hard
I still
too.
Have to watch Family Stone. Gotta watch Family Stone.
I promise I will watch Family Stone.
Yeah. Die Hard too.
It's good too.
Let's take a quick break here. I want to do a little crosstalk with Dane Neal, who's coming in to fill in for Bill and Wendy. More in a moment on the Steve Cochran Show. I was just hanging out just for a little bit. It's Patty Vasquez. More after this. Tess Claire, I want to make sure everyone knows where to find you online. We weren't getting rid of you. She's like, okay, I'll just say that. That was so sweet. You're like, I guess I'm done now. We're about to turn it over, but before we do, where can people find your music and follow you on social media?
Everywhere on the internet. Spotify, Apple Music, any streaming service, YouTube. And then I have a website, Tess Claire, TESSCLARE.com, that has my music as well. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, all of that.